Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. Happy Monday. It's episode 215 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle, Ben, Nate, and we're here to kick the week off, get it started, get it going, and get you fired up to talk about golf all week long. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. Sign up today, use coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, and get a 50% welcome bonus. Give them $100. They're going to give you $50 back to play on top of. Live betting, baseball, golf, preseason, NFL football. Get the account ready. Football is just like 3 weeks away. Like, we're about to start kicking it off, about to start going. Sign up today. Have a lot of fun. Online casino. There's just tons of things you can do to bet. It's the best betting place where you can do it all in the same place that's ever been created. Bet Online is where the game starts. Sports. Gentlemen, it was the crown jewel of the PGA Tour this weekend, the FedEx St. Jude Classic, round one of the playoffs. And it actually – everybody made fun of the leaderboard for pretty much all week because, you know, guys like Scheffler, JT, Rory, all those dudes missed the cut. Maybe Spieth missed the cut too, I think. Basically, all the guys that are supposed to be the faces of the PGA Tour all missed the cut. So it's a bunch of somewhat no names. And then kind of out of nowhere, Will Zalatoris sort of started making a charge on Saturday, I believe, and then ended up getting in a playoff with Sepp Straka, who played right behind us at Shoal Creek when Ben and I went. It's pretty cool.
He's a big dude.
He's a massive.
And he does. I mean, on TV, he looks like a unit.
He looks like a giant baby, too. Like
he does.
Yeah, a giant child in the face.
It's like the kid on your kid's baseball team, and your kid's like 4 foot four, 78 yes. pounds, and he's like 6 foot eight.
Kyle can tell you there's no chance he can't grow facial hair.
He looks like a giant 12-year-old, a gigantic 12-year-old.
And he moves like it too, though, Kyle. Remember we saw him like walking and playing? Like he walks like it. He looks like he does not fit in his body.
It's like he wears his dad's clothes as a 12-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah. But
I got this shirt at your closet.
Also, the fact that he's Austrian makes no sense because the way he handles himself and the way he talks, you would think that he's a total Southerner.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's Austrian, though. Yeah, he's not Australian. Yet.
His name's Sepp. I mean, that's not from like Calera. Like that, they didn't even come up with that name. Like,
I mean,
Calera.
That ain't Kyle. Let me just tell you, that ain't
that
Ben.
Dude is that not Birmingham me. Proper.
Now, if it was Zip, like a short for like Zeppelin or something,
or
like
Zippo,
that,
you know, I got named after a lighter because my mom was ripping a Marlboro when I was born.
Yeah,
exactly. Quit fighting him, dude. You can fight him after.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a little bit.
Come to your house. If you want to fight somebody, I'll come to your house and fight
you. I'm getting a little bit distracted. All right,
so the lawnmower to be with you. Okay,
we got the playoff. Willie Z, you know, the last show we talked about caddy breakups, and we honestly kind of pooped on this. We thought that it was, you know, weird. He wasn't really necessarily didn't feel like he's playing that bad. They've been through a lot together. We threw out wild theories like they got offered live tour and he turned it down and the caddy got mad, whatever. Hey, first week with a new bag, first week with a new caddy, dub, first win ever.
And that caddy's second win at that tournament with two different players. It's Ben incredible. Crane carded ben a little W Crane. There against Troy Merritt back in the day. I don't know if you got
it. Took him one Troy solid Merritt. Week to finish.
Yeah. That's the thing is he probably thought today, even going into three playoff holes, it was still warp speed compared to what he was.
Like, whoa, we got to slow down. Like you're a machine.
He
right
got
now.
Done and he was like, wait a second, we did playoff holes and we're still finished.
I'll tell you what
the hell's going on?
Hey, when you're a caddy for when you go from Ben Crane to just anybody, and then you throw that decade system in where they make the decisions for you, and you just hit to the middle of the green every time. I mean, we're cooking with gas.
Yeah, I tell you what, we are lighting up with an electric grill, boys. It is just the preheat button is non-existent. You're just 400 right out of the gate, my brother.
So y'all go, y'all talk about, I honestly had child duty, so I missed the playoff. Run us through it real quick. Let us know how it all went down.
Well, first off, we got to set this up. Nate and I talked beforehand. Absolutely. We're not going to go through the other parts because we'll cover that later with the whole Cam thing. But we talked beforehand. Nate FaceTime, we were talking about the tournament because we were pissed about the Cam thing, but then we went on to talk about the tournament. And Nate, what did I tell you? The guy in the lead, I was like, that dude is carding an 80 today.
Well, you did say one or two over, and he went one or two over through like two holes and then shot like 82.
I mean, it got to him. He saw people coming from behind, and he was like, this is not my world. I do not need to be here.
This is how bad it was, is that he was in the last group in the lead, and he ended up falling back in the FedEx Cup standings at the end of the day. So that's a tough.
He lost
back
like
nine there.
He dropped like six spots in the FedEx
Went
Cup
from
standings.
24 to 30. Yeah, so he is on the bubble now.
Yeah.
And so
he's the bubble guy.
So that's the way it kind of started. And, you know, and Cam being assessed, his penalty at the beginning, because Cam was the favorite going in. So I'm sure bettors who laid money on that were pretty pissed. I don't know how
Vegas handles that if that gets done.
And then Zalatoris just kind of, when you say it came out of nowhere, like it started, you said Saturday, it was really Friday because he was not supposed to make the cut. And he had a bad day Thursday, so much so they referenced this numerous times where they were like, his fiance called him and said, so what are we doing this weekend? And he was like, just pump the brakes. Give me a chance to go out there Friday and
dang,
put up a number and see if I can make it.
Ex-fiance. Yeah. Ex-fiance.
By the way, did you
see
her?
So what are we doing to celebrate? He's like, oh, no, you're not celebrating this one, baby girl.
By the way, Nate, did you see when she came to celebrate with him on the green?
Awkward interaction.
They will have the skinniest kids ever born, period.
Yes, she is a female Zalatoris.
Yes. Like, still not so sure that wasn't his sister. Just saying.
I'm not going to lie.
The thought crossed my mind.
There's a couple of dads I know that are a little bit more well-endowed than Miss future Miss Zalatoris.
This right here, Kyle, this right here is giving you a show, babe. Compared to what
no interaction. Like he comes storming off the green. We'll fast forward a little bit. Zalatoris is in the group ahead of Straka. He makes a great up and down par to lock in at 15 under, comes zooming off the green, like barely kisses her kind of on the temple. And she's like ready to she's ready to embrace.
I gotta go sign my scorecard.
I mean, he's motoring, he's jetting. He's made like a 15 footer, he's pumped.
It was awkward.
Straka's got 20 feet on 18 in regulation, just outside of like guaranteed make range. Barely misses it. Okay, we got a playoff. First playoff hole, pretty vanilla. Two shots, great shots, both on the green, both two putt.
Yeah, but that two putt for Straka, he blew it by.
He hit about 6 feet coming back. Yeah, he poured it in.
He had a
charged it. Charged it.
He did.
Second playoff hole. I'm going rapid fire here. Zalatoris just goes straight adrenaline over the bunkers.
Almost OB.
Yeah, he comes right up against a little green fence way, way right on the right side.
Kyle, he carried it 340. Easy.
That's incredible.
Straka gets the I went to all four church services today and I'm a member bounce.
Yes, no doubt. Bounces
on the side of the hill, but doesn't go left into the water as it should have. It like went straight.
It made it worse too, Nate, because in slow motion, Kyle, it bounces straight up, bounces again, bounces straight forward, bounces again, and still, this is on a side hill lie, and still bounces straight before it settles in the grass. And we were like, he's winning this tournament. There's no chance you get that kind of luck. And he had a stance. That's the problem. Well, I mean, it was all bad.
And this is where it goes off the rails. Zalatoris and his caddy are talking. They're trying to figure it out. It looks like maybe he's going to go for it from his angle. Straka takes his left sock and shoe off. Like, he's going to put one foot in the water to get the stance. And so the crowd's going nuts. He's taking clothes off.
Everybody loves when a guy takes clothes off in the water.
And Zalatoris and his caddy, like, this right here, mano y mano playoffs are the very reason why we need to have more match play.
Yes.
You are no longer playing the course, you're playing the man. Okay. So we've got all this cheering happening. Straka's stripping. Zalatoris is trying to figure out what he's going to do. Eventually, Zalatoris lays up to 90 yards, middle of the fairway.
But as you said, the match play part, he's got like 5 or 6 iron pulled so he can punch under and run it up on the green.
Right.
So he's pulled
water
the clubs
on the left.
So that's why Straka's over there. And then he's like, crap, he's going for it. Now, we're in a playoff. I got to go for it.
Right.
So he's stripping down. Zalatoris is like, no, let me sheathe that sword.
Zalatoris punches out. And in a stunning display of maturity, Sepp has got a ball. He's got a stance, and it's inside the red line, so it's in the hazard technically. He picks it up, walks back, drops, puts that thing to 6 feet. So he's laying three. He's got a 6-footer for par, and now the pressure's back on old Zalatoris, who puts it to about 12 feet. Zalatoris pours it in. He's pumped up. He's full of lightning right now. You touch
dead
him, you get electrocuted.
Dead center.
Sepp said, listen, I'm a 12-year-old man child. I can putt too.
Boom.
Smokes it. Okay. So, excuse me. Now we're on to number three. Number 11, 155-yard par three. And this is really, you're going to have to see this. I'm not going to spend too much time.
Pintuck behind the bunker and the water.
Zalatoris hits it and it's leaking right a little bit. Pins on the right, it's leaking right. He's got no business hitting the screen. And it's rocks, you know, rock wall, rock, then rough. Bounces on the rocks a couple of times. Imagine the boards at Sawgrass, Kyle. Dadgummit, the Twitter fight is going to be.
I'm listening.
I'm going to come over there. I'm going to X out your browser.
It bounces on the rock a couple of times, and then slides into the crevice between the rock and the rough. So his ball is sitting on rock, like up against the rough. Sepp Straka is in prime time position here. Middle of the green, two putt. There's absolutely almost no chance Zalatoris makes
it. Middle of the green, left bunker.
Straka smokes it in the water. Put right water. Pins on the right. All the green in the world to the left. Straka hits it in the water. Drop zone. Hits it in the back bunker. So now Straka's laying three in the back bunker. Zalatoris spends all the time in the world trying to figure out what he's going to do. You got to go back and look, Kyle. It'll be easy to find a highlight. He takes the maturity card out. Said, hey, Sepp did it last hole. I'll do it this hole. Brings it back to the drop zone. Hits it to 5 feet, I think. At this point, Straka has already hit out of the bunker. So Straka is laying four. He's got a putt for double bogey.
But it's like a 3-footer. He's going to make it probably. Yeah. It's like
Zalatoris goes to the drop zone, hits three up to 5 feet. Great.
Hold on. Let me stop you there, Nate, because we were talking about the caddy.
I almost made it through without Ben interrupting me again. I almost made it.
But you're talking about the caddy change. Like, this is what was interesting is they finally mic'd up, like had the mic where you could listen to what Zalatoris and his caddy were talking about. And it was fun that whatever that system is you keep referring to, Kyle, I don't know. That's over my head, man. The decade system. And so he is just giving him numbers. He's not telling him where to place it. He's not telling him to go up the flag. He's not telling him what it is to cover that front bunker. He's not telling him what it is that puts him in the back bunker. He's like, 92, we want you hitting at 90. and it's going to funnel towards the hole if it does anything. And sure enough, he threw it. He could have gotten a little more aggressive, but it didn't funnel. It just hit and stopped.
Nice. Kyle, you really will enjoy watching the
So what you're about to tell me is Will Zalatoris won this playoff with a bogey.
On a par three.
Yes, on a par three.
After taking a drop, a layable, I guess.
I saw a graphic. If this is the same hole, it's not completely surrounded by water, but like from about the middle of the green, it goes water all the way around to the right. There's more balls in the water on that hole since 2003 than TPC Sawgrass.
Mark Howell was 12 under going into that hole
and just
triple.
Messed it all up. Unbelievable. But Zal, and what was I about to say? He's like, but the thing is I think he's so frustrated because his ball is 20 feet away from the hole. Like where his ball came to rest in this weird area, he's got like 5 yards of rough and then he's got a flat 15 feet of green.
Was there any way he could advance it at all?
I think the issue was is that he couldn't get under it because it was on the rock, but there's like a good 3 inches of rough right in front of his ball.
Yeah.
So like I just don't know what kind of shot he can hit. And if he skulls it, then he's back in the bunker with Straka and he's hitting back towards the water out of the bunker. So I mean he does well. He gives himself a 92-yard, perfectly flat shot with Straka. Now this is the match play comes back into effect, right? If Straka's putting for birdie, Will doesn't do that. Straka's already knocked it in the water, put it in the bunker, taken it out of the bunker, you know? Give us more match play.
I love it.
Less John Deere, more match play.
One of the sayings I always heard about match play is you can shoot 82 and win, you can shoot 72 and lose.
There's no doubt. Yeah.
It's man versus man. I love it. I'm with you. Playoffs.
It was great. It's a great finish. Very cool. I was on the golf course the whole time, so I didn't watch him. I don't know if he like made out with his fiance or said, "That's what we're doing this weekend, bitch."
How'd you play? Where'd you play?
I just played 9 holes at Moores Mill. I think I shot 38.
Oh yeah, so nice, fun. Nice.
Just a little Sunday afternoon delight.
Got my golf outings have been dwindling lately, so I got to get back out on the course.
Kind of welcome back to where me and Ben are. You know,
welcome to the real world. It's called work.
Like Kyle, like I'd call Kyle and he like on a Wednesday, see if you want to go to lunch. And he's like, "Oh, I know we had lunch plans, but don't hate me. I'm actually going to play golf."
Whatever. That's how it used to be.
That happened often.
Yep. Exactly. But now it's like
not the case now. It's like, "Hey, don't hate me, but I got to work for a living."
Nate called me the other day and he goes, "So, do you play golf anymore or did you just give it up?"
I was like, "Not because your job, just because I don't know if you like started sucking or something."
Oh, man. But one thing that I'll always have though that'll keep me from not sucking as bad as my Blue Tees rangefinder.
Yes, you will.
And I'll have that baby forever. I'll never sell it. I'll always use it. It's got all the features of the top dollar Bushnells, the whatevers, with the barometric pressure, all that. It's got all the features. Does not have barometric pressure, but who needs that anyway? That's just overkill. Tobin Ayers. Toggle on and off slope, lock, buzz lock on, magnet on the side. Scan mode, work your way around the course with scan mode. It's great. Use coupon code DABBOD, take 10% off. Already incredible savings. You can get basically this top-notch rangefinder for under $300. And if you get sometime, I think maybe check out that pink one. I think the pink one may be under $200. I don't know. It's been on sale for a while. Ben's got one. A couple other buddies got one. So check them out. Blue Tees Golf. Ben, do you have a story, a Blue Tees story? Because you have had one for like the last 5 episodes.
I can't believe you didn't drop Andy from Palm Springs' name.
Palm Springs did text us, and then he finally pulled the trigger. Shit talking about Kyle.
Nice. Am I not on it?
Yes, you
are. Yeah, he made fun of you talking about Faldo.
Oh, yeah. He did. Yeah, he did.
He said that you might have had an inappropriate relationship with him.
Nate and I completely agree with him.
Yeah. Possible. I'm not saying I didn't too, but it's not about me.
It's possible. But check them out. Blue Tees, wear rangefinders. Start. Where do we go next? Do we go straight to Cam Smith?
I got a story about Blue Tees, Kyle. I'm just playing.
No. Are we going straight to Cam Smith?
Yeah, I think we need to address it.
I think it needs to be addressed. Nate addressed it. If you didn't know, if you're living under a rock, Cam Smith is joining the LIV Tour, but he's not playing until after the playoffs, so he's not suspended from the PGA Tour yet, so he's playing in the playoffs. He's playing really well going into today. he should have been, what, two shots back going into today?
Yes.
And he's assessed
back to a guy who's had no business being there.
Yeah. He's assessed a two-shot penalty for something that happened on the Saturday round on the fourth hole, but it happened Sunday morning. So they assessed him a penalty 14 holes, as well, Ben likes to say, 14 holes and like 24 hours later, they assessed the penalty. The rule was it's pretty bad that he did what he did, because it seems pretty like a pretty basic rule, but the optics look terrible. It's like the PGA Tour is trying to find a way to stick it to Cam. I'm just going to let everybody go. I know Nate's very emotional about this.
I think I'm going to hone in on a couple of different parts. First of all, this doesn't, if he did break the rule, And I think this is like the, you know, you say in football you can find holding on every play.
Sure.
It's like getting pulled over for going 5 miles over an hour, 5 miles an hour of a speed limit. He clearly breaks the rule if that's the issue. So what, at some point there was a statement made that said at first the PGA Tour was comfortable with XYZ. You don't have to watch that clip for more than 3 seconds to see that he's breaking this rule. That is absolutely infuriating that it's, this is not like you have to zoom in. Like, is it close? Is there like one strand of grass is touching the red hazard line? It's sitting on the hazard line. It's almost on the completely opposite side of the hazard line. So what are we doing here? What is our real purpose here? First of all, does he not know the rule? Is there no rules official there with him in the last two or three groups that says, hey, that's a good drop, that's a bad drop? I don't know if he's thinking like, hey, you can play a ball that's touching the hazard line in the normal course of play. So if I drop one and it's touching the hazard line, there's a lot of questions that I have, but at the end of the day, I think this is an absolutely horrible look, politics wise. I think this 24 hours later and it gets announced like 30 minutes before he tees off.
So here's what
I wanted, the principal's office and be like, you were going 72 and a 70, sir. And he's like, yeah, I was.
I made it home.
Here's what I'm gonna deny it. Here, I got a couple of things. Number one, I hate just does rules right off the bat. So you know where I stand on those. The ball may have been on the line. It did not help him in any sort of way. It did not give him an advantage. The paint didn't sit the ball up higher to make it a better lie. Like there was no advantage whatsoever. So that's number one. Number two, he didn't improve his lie. Do we know? Like we're hanging on this 24-hour deal. Do we not know? Do we know that there's not like the next morning there is a guy who is, his job is to go back through all the rulings from the day before? Like
that, we don't know. I don't know.
We don't. Could there possibly be a thing where they go through all the different rulings and they're like, oh dang, Cam, it looks like you were on this line here. I'm going through the stuff. I'm going through my checklist. Were you on the line? And Cam was like, it was 100% on the line. Like it was definitely touching the line. He goes, okay, well then that's a 2-shot penalty. A lot of guys that like they've chimed in the comments and golfers that we know, shout out Trace Crow. Like he's like, that's like the most basic rule. Like that's just caddies have to know that, like players have to know that. That's just very, very basic. So I'm curious to know how that whole process of going back and reviewing and finding it, because it does seem, I mean, at least on the surface, it does seem like they singled him out. Cause like Nate said, there's like in football, there's holding on every play. I guarantee you if they did do what I'm talking about, surely there's more questionable stuff. Like there's a lot more questionable stuff throughout.
Why do we not hear about this more often? Like there's, you know, why do we not hear these? I thought we had kind of gotten over this call in next day.
Yeah,
you know, later on. And how does he sign? So he didn't sign an incorrect scorecard because they assessed the penalty after.
Supposedly that's not a rule
anymore. Because of the what? I don't exactly know. I need somebody, a rules expert, to. I mean, sign your scorecard incorrectly is a rules violation. But if it's done with unbeknownst to a ruling. Like a ruling that goes back, like it doesn't count as you signing the scorecard incorrectly or whatever. I mean, that would – it's the same thing. I don't even know if it's a new rule because that happened to Tiger in the Masters in, like, 2013. But, yeah, it's – regardless, if I'm the PGA Tour, there's no way I assess that penalty. There's no way. Even if I'm right, there's no way I do it because of the way it's going to look. You're already reeling. You're already being looked at as like a bunch of betas, a bunch of crybabies. And then you give a guy who's two shots out of the lead a two-shot penalty retroactively, even if you're right. And you were right. It was definitely a violation. But like to even question it after the day's over, we've had breakfast. We've hit the breakfast buffet. We've had our Activia shake this morning. We're ready to go stretch and get ready. And
wait a second, Kyle, he was like next to last group teeing off. This is not breakfast. This is lunch and afternoon snack before he ate.
Lunchtime.
It was around lunchtime.
They walked up to him on the range. He is on the range warming up. So, I mean, he's within an hour and a half of teeing off.
Yeah.
It
looks like he was singled out. I mean,
so here's my thing. All due respect, Trace, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you chiming in. When you said everybody knows that rule, apparently not. Like Cam didn't know the rule. He said he didn't know the rule. His caddy didn't know the rule. Nate mentioned the official who was even quoted as saying, "No, I just watched him drop. I didn't actually go over there and look," which I have an issue with because it's right next to the green. Are you not going over there to make sure he's not closer to the hole than what he was originally when the ball went in? Like, why? Any other? I mean, sometimes they're 240 out, and those guys are like, "Nope, you got to drop it here." Okay, and they'll hold their finger down the ground. They're like, "You got to place it right here from the drop." Like, this is right next to the pin. He's got a 10-yard chip, and the official's just like, "Nah, man, just drop it. We're good."
Well, I mean, it was pretty basic, though. Like, this is
– I don't even think that was one where you necessarily have to call an official. Like, it was pretty – from I went back and watched a little bit of it. Like, it was just – I mean, it was regular lateral hazard. I agree with that.
But we've talked about this before. When officials miss that call that are in the group that are watching it live, kind of like an umpire in a ball game or an official in, on the football field, and they don't get it, 22 hours and 14 holes later is not the time to throw the flag and go, "Hey, Joe had his finger up his butt and wasn't paying attention, but I went back and watched it this morning, and that just does not work for me."
I've got no issue if they come out to him on the 18th green and like DJ at the PGA several years ago and be like, "We got to talk."
I've got no issue, Nate, if they give him the overnight ruling. If they open up the broadcast this morning and say, "Hey, officials got together."
You're literally about to tee off. Like, that's where
after the game. Yeah. Like, if they would have called him at 7 a.m. and been like, "Hey, man, we got news. We reviewed the tape last night. You effed up. And we effed up too, but you effed up. And here's what you did." And so he shows up. But to do what they did, like the John Rahm thing, Nate made a good point in his video. Like, the John Rahm thing of coming out on 18 COVID and making him stop when everybody's like shaking his hand and congratulating him, even though he's got COVID and they're like, "Hey, you can't play. Let me give you a hug." I mean, this was stupid the way it was handled.
It's like putting these guys on the clock. Like, we're going to put some guys on the clock because they have a reputation, but Tiger's never going to get put on the clock.
Nope.
Zalatoris should have gotten put on the clock today.
Yes.
You know? We didn't put Jordan Spieth on the clock at the British Open when it took him 25, 30 minutes to hit that tee shot from, you know, Timbuktu from Sweden. So, you know, where do we draw the line? Like, I get it. The good thing about golf and Grayson Huff was like, "Hey, I think there should be like some sort of intent." And I was like, it's a slippery slope because then all of a sudden you're taking – the rules of golf are fairly objective. Like, they're pretty black and white. I mean, there's some gray areas, but all in all, they're pretty black and white. The ball's touching the red. Okay, look, touching the red. You violated the rules. Whether it's a dumb rule or not, it's a different conversation. But it seems like we brought in a different – there was an outside factor. There was a human element to this decision. And it just it rubs me so wrong.
It's a learning experience for every pro that whenever there's a question, call an official in. I don't give a shit how long it takes. Call an official in and say, Where do I need to drop? What do I need to do? What are my options? You know, what if I drop it here and it rolls back in the hazard? What if I, you can't
if
do
if there's that. A rumor that you could go to Live Tour, you better get an official up your butt the whole
no,
all no. 72.
And you better ask him a shit ton of questions the entire time.
He's
going
to have to sign an affidavit. Yes. He's going to have to.
I know he was. I know he's the last group in the major, but DJ hits that shot out of the bunker that wasn't the bunker at the PGA Championship. And they're talking to him 10 minutes later when he's coming off the green.
Yep.
I get that there was a lot of cameras there, but we've got video footage of every single shot of every single player every single tournament now. This is such a joke. This is so pitiful. This is like the movie Copland where he plants the gun in the, you guys haven't seen it, but he plants the gun in the floorboard. And the EMT's there, and he's like, are you kidding me, dude? Like, I just saw you put a gun there and pick it back up. Like, oh, here's the gun. Like, you made yourself look so bad. If you want to screw over Cam Smith, find a better way to do it that doesn't make you look like an asshat.
Just beat him. Just if you're the best tour, just have your best golfers beat him. Like, and for the most part, he struggled today, but which I'm sure he had a lot on his mind. If I'm Jay Monahan, there's no way. There is no way you call that penalty. There's no way I let you call. If I even catch wind of it, I'm calling you and saying, "Look, we've looked bad enough this whole thing. We're not calling a retroactive penalty on Cam Smith going because being a live golfer now. We're not doing that. That's just bad optics."
I mean, because I know that when they were talking about, because I misheard. I was fighting with my own Twitter, and then they showed the quotes, and apparently it was an official that saw it. I was like, Nate, I thought somebody just like through passing was like, hey, this took place, blah blah blah. Apparently it was an official, but if the official's name's Bob, I'm like, where the hell were you yesterday, Bob? Where were you on that one, Bob?
Yeah,
like we don't need you 22 doing? Hours and 14 holes later.
What are we doing?
He was in contention when he hit it in the water. So like Nate just said, every damn camera in the world was on him when he hit the next shot.
Right.
That was mishandled in like such a
obvious
way.
Azinger and all the other announcers like, well, everybody knows the rules. Well, you know what? You were calling play-by-play yesterday. You didn't know the damn rule. When he hit it from the red stripe, you should have been like, he can't hit it from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, where were you?
Stop the tape.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the rule an hour, a day later.
Yeah, everybody knows it. Everybody 22 knows hours and 14 later, holes later.
It's, of course.
It's Cam Smith. He's a number two player in the world. You don't think people, like, every shot that he hits is on TV?
Or somebody. Yeah,
or talked
somebody
about? Knows. Or there's a damn official there?
I mean,
and
we get.
And kudos to him. For not throwing shit in the, I would have been moving furniture.
Here's another thing:
when
Patrick Reed cheats,
a lot of times it's not even on TV, and people are talking about it. Like, yes. You don't even see it on TV. Like, nobody was remotely talking about this before. You know, he teed off before the whole incident was announced at like lunchtime today or yesterday. You're listening to this on Monday. Yesterday, there was nobody like. On Twitter, like, man, I really think Cam hit that ball off the line. Or there was no chatter.
There would have been
whatsoever.
A buzz amongst golf Twitter because golf Twitter misses nothing.
Nothing. Not a thing.
No, that's the thing is when everybody's like, well, everybody knows the rule. No, they don't.
No, nobody knew it.
Play-by-play
you know
guys
what?
Didn't know. On-course guy didn't know. Caddy didn't know. Cam Smith apparently didn't know. The official with him didn't know. And every one of the other guys, because they said it was one dude that found it. That's the only dude that knew the rule.
Yeah. Who's that guy? And, yep. I said it in the video, and now that the tournament's over, the best thing that's happened in Jay Monahan's life in the last 6 months since Liv hit is that Cam Smith didn't rip a 63, because then Jay Monahan's got to go to his front yard, take off all his clothes, and quit his job right there because he was about to look like the biggest sack of shit of all time. He should be thanking his lucky stars that Cam Smith didn't destroy the golf course today. The best 72 that anybody's ever fired in Jay Monahan's life is Cam Smith's 72.
To me, it made the talk go away because he didn't.
It did, and
he
it's
didn't
like
charge.
What Kyle
says. It kind of disappeared. We're talking about it now, but like it kind of disappeared because Cam was not in contention.
Hey, but when he made birdie on one,
Oh, dude.
Nate and I are calling each other.
Oh, I'm beating LFG, my chest.
Baby. I'm pounding beers. I'm like,
I had an appointment to get a Cam Smith tattoo this afternoon. Oh, it was.
I've become like, I made fun of him for a while, mostly just to kind of dig at Nate. But like, I'm a pretty big Cam Smith fan now. I'm getting a Cam Smith like replica putter made, like the black Newport red paint feel. Like, it's gonna be sick.
Super skinny grip. That grip looks tiny.
I can't do that. That'll be the one thing that's not like his black shaft, black everything. I can't wait to get it.
Hey, if Kyle was like Australian and like cooler and way better at golf, he'd be Cam Smith.
Yes, without a doubt. We'll be able to tell us apart.
There's no chance Kyle ever grows a mullet. No chance.
Oh, do it, Kyle. Do it if you're bad.
There's pictures of me as a child with a mullet. I'll have to find them.
I think if we talk to your wife, you're not having a mullet anytime soon, bub.
No. My hair's pretty long. My hair's pretty long right now, to be honest. So it's
who else's wife we could talk to about not being a mullet? Yours.
Mine?
Yeah.
Let's all grow a mullet.
Her dad has hair halfway down his back. He's got a ponytail. She would let me grow my hair as much as I want it, bub.
Hey, let's all do it,
big ball boy.
Let's all do a mullet right now. We start today.
Lori is the best in the background of FaceTime because you don't know she's there, and you say something, she's like, "Oh hell!"
She's country as a bucket of bait. Oh yeah. My gosh,
love it. Another thing we love.
She's over there. She goes, "Is that Nate?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh,
how close is that baby? Oh, it's coming any day, isn't it?"
Yeah. You know what else is getting closer? Hey, let me tell you something else is getting closer. That Swanee's subscription box deadline. Hey, every day that goes by, you get closer to that deadline. September 10th, go to swanees.co, get their seasonal quarterly box, subscription box. You're going to get two seasonal pieces, and you're going to get some type of branded gift partnership with one of their partner sponsors. Coolest deal ever. Best value ever too. $150 value. You get it for like what, $80, and then you use coupon code DadBodGolfPod-25. You take 25% off. You get it for like $64. You get it for like $64 after taxes out the door. It's ready to go.
OTD baby.
Sign up for it, man. Get those four boxes a year. I mean, you're gonna start getting your seasonal stuff in line. You know, you're going to hit all the different seasons. You're going to be after a year, you're going to be ready. And then check out everything else they have. They're dropping new stuff all the time. There's new polos on the site. There's new hats on the site. Those guys are great. Be sure to check them out. Swanees.co, coupon code DadBodGolfPod-25. All right.
I have a story, Kyle.
No, you don't.
It's really quick.
We're not going to listen to it.
No, it's super quick. It's about Swanees.
Okay. Yeah.
So I went on there the other night to see what new stuff they had, and they said, "Do you want a grab bag?" And I was like, "Okay, what is this?" So for like $65, you could get three shirts. You don't know what you're getting.
I saw that. Yeah.
And they arrived 2 days ago, and they are phenomenal.
Love it. That's awesome. Could you use the coupon code?
I did use a coupon code. Yes, coupon code works on the. Oh, there's no doubt they did. but they also they pay attention to what I've ordered in the past, so they didn't send me any duplicates. So I got all new shirts.
Oh, that's cool. That's big. That's big.
And it said that like on the thing. It was like, "We've paid attention to your orders, so hopefully you find these well." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is awesome."
Customer service, love it. Check them out. All right, last thing. This is our little thing we created, one in, one out. The field in the playoffs is now cut to 70. So there's going to be 70 golfers rolling into the next tournament.
I, for some reason, thought it was 75 all day today.
I did, too. I thought it was 75.
That's Corn Ferry in your mind.
I'm thinking – I got Corn Ferry on my mind. Yeah. I got Corn Ferry on the brain. Our boy Kozan made it into the playoffs. So he had a top 20 finish, but it didn't really bump him up a whole ton. So he jumped from like 40 to like 38. So he's going to be in the playoffs. He's playing good. So we're going to keep watching for him. All right. So top 70 on the PGA Tour. We all have the correct list. We all have the correct list.
That's right.
And we're going to go from 60 to 70 out of here. From 71 to 81, you get second life.
If we have the same ones, I don't care. I'm still picking the one I'm going to pick.
I already know what all three of us are going to say on the guy who's coming in. I mean, I just think it's a thing. But, you know, hey, maybe you guys will switch it up on me.
I think I know who all we're going to say going out.
Nah, well, who's going to go first? Can I – or nah, Ben, you go first.
No. Y'all go first.
Okay. Nate's going first.
Okay, Nate.
Out first. Kick somebody out.
Well, you've got to. Yeah, you've got to. Let me just go ahead and give the old boot, give the old out of here, give the old head on home to the house to Matthew Kuchar. Matthew Kuchar smiles too much.
Coochie Kuchar.
And out. I just, quite frankly, it's become an irrelevant part of the game, much like Ricky Fowler. Head on over to Ricky's house, who's also going home this week, because you, sir, at 63, have now become 73.
Really don't appreciate you talking about my sister's boyfriend like that, Ricky Fowler.
All right. Ben,
because
Ben,
apparently his wife was the one who told him not to do Liv. So
yep.
You know, she needs to be a better girlfriend.
Who are you kicking out?
I am going with Matthew Kuchar.
Wow.
Son of a bitch.
Wow. What did Matthew ever do to us? Nothing, I say. Nothing.
You cheap Georgia Tech. Not tipping your caddy, Kuchar is headed out and going and sitting, not with Ricky Fowler, but with somebody else.
That is such a tough look.
You know what? You know how I like my playoffs, guys? Gas free.
Oh, he's gone.
So get on out of here, Christian Bazudenpoot. You're out of here. Hit the showers.
That's your guy. Don't get your guy out.
Hit the showers. Go join a member guest late in the year. You're out of here, bub. See you, Christian.
See you, Christian's going to wrap up the old second flight, fourth place this week.
Hey, Smiley got a hole in one. Did y'all see that?
At Shoal Creek, yes, his fourth one.
Fourth one at Shoal Creek.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, move on quick.
Got his name on the wall.
I'd be like, man, I really should have pressed it to 4-4 on that D-box.
All right. 71.
Hey, you boys want to play Wolf?
Lone Wolf.
Hey, David, I'm going to go Lone Wolf on this par three because a couple weeks ago I actually held out. I don't know if you heard. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram. But
from my fourth.
Yeah. My golf shots used to be featured on SportsCenter. Now they're featured on Instagram. Yep.
And they're still shots.
They're going to put me on the plaque. They're going to put me on the old hole-in-one plaque in the clubhouse of Shoal Creek. Yeah.
Oh man.
Get my overpriced beef tenderloin.
How about that? How cool would it be though if you were on one of those forever? Like the one at East Lake.
There's that'd been pretty dope.
That would've been pretty dope. All right. So 71.
Hey, there's a par three course out there. Do we know whether or not men have only won the par three course or the real course?
That part said number four at Shoal.
Yeah.
I think it was his fourth hole in one.
Oh, that's it's not number four.
No, it couldn't be number four. It looked like it was on the front nine. It was the one that goes over the water. Is that eight?
It's cool, yeah.
Five's over the water, and then eight's over the water.
Eight. It was
eight's
it was
the really scenic one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like eight. Right before the nine.
Like, there was a 9-iron or a wedge for him.
Yeah. So let's just poop all over. It was a gimme. It was a gimme.
It's like right, pick it up, right. Bub. Let's go to
71. 71 through 81. You give someone new life.
Okay.
Go first. Give somebody a breath of fresh air right here.
New life.
I guess I got to go with Lee Hodges. And the reason being is because he had a couple of putts today to keep him in the top 70 that just burned the edge and lift out. And he literally, it broke his heart. I mean, he just was... He knew it. He knew where he stood. He knew where he had to finish. He knew what score he had to make in order to keep playing. And it honestly, it was heartbreaking. I mean, the dude was beside himself on 18.
I could barely watch. It was tough.
Lee Hodges the guy that Kyle picked in that random, like,
yes,
pick one pro and
is.
One rando?
Yes, it is.
I didn't remember who I picked.
As soon as they started talking about Lee Hodges, I was like, that's Kyle's guy.
I don't even remember what that was.
I know who you picked. I know who you picked there, big guy.
Who?
Ricky Fowler, the guy who made a nine this week.
It was my guy. It was not a bad pick.
Did I pick Fartelli? I don't remember to go back on that one.
Fartelli's at 82.
Yeah, he's right there in it. Yeah.
You almost had a chance to save old Fart Boy. All right, Nate.
And you got rid of old fart boy.
Who are you giving mouth resuscitation to and bringing back to life?
Yes, so this is a complete ode. Although I did like this guy before he became tight, but this is a little shout out to old Bobby Fairways, old Bobby Berger, big Bo Hostler guy.
Yeah,
so we're gonna throw Bo, the old odd spelling Bo Hostler, right back in there. I started watching Bo when I was 17, and he was 16 when he was near the top of the leaderboard at the U.S. Open. Yeah, the year the Bird guy did that thing. And ever since then, me and Bo have shared
the Bird guy.
That moment.
Was that Webb Simpson that won that one?
Kind of took it away from Jim.
And the guy goes,
Jim kind of snatched. Wah, 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 wah.
And he had the glassy eyed look, like he was just plastic.
He had like a
toboggan. And he had like on. Feather, yeah.
Toboggan on his gym, which you can great. Do in Olympic leather. Yeah. But that's when Jim Furyk kind of snatched defeat out of the jaws of victory that week. Sure did.
Yes, he did.
All right, my guy. I've always kind of liked Gary Woodland. So even though he hits Wilson clubs, I'm going to go with Gary Woodland. Gary Wilson Woodland.
Gary.
He's at 75. Bump him in. Does he not have one of the coolest golf swings that you could watch it on loop? Like, could y'all not just watch him hit a golf ball?
He's got
on
a good little stinger too.
That stinger is. I could watch it. Oh, everybody talks about Tiger stinger. Gary Woodland stinger that goes
untouchable.
80. Come on, bro.
And the lag that he creates effortlessly. And I'll tell the story to him blue in the face. I watched him drive the green on number 5 at AU Club from the orange tees. It's like 400 yards. He drove the green. Caught a little downhill speed slot. He cut it. He hit a cut too. He hit a cut over the trees, came back, hit the downslope, shot forward onto the green, 400 yards.
And he could dunk a basketball.
Oh, yeah. Played basketball.
Played basketball at Kansas.
Basketball guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Gary Woodland. I'll tell you what. Let's run it back. Let's run it back one time, Gary. Let's give you another shot at this. Let's go. That's always going to be – I mean, I hope we do that segment until we're 80. You know, we're on this pod. We don't even do a podcast anymore. Like, it's not even a podcast anymore. It's like we just think and it says stuff. Like, we just think about it. Like, we could be asleep or whatever. We just think and then it just makes it into a show. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But appreciate it, guys.
Go ahead, Nick Faldo. Get us choked up again.
Yeah. Episode 215. Holy cow.
Hey, Ben. You're a dick.
we got a fun show planned for Wednesday. So we're going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and tease it. It's we're going to go through the list, the top 10 most douchebaggy things to do on the golf course. Okay.
We're just doing the 10 things that Kyle does every time.
Kyle does all the time.
10 things that mostly Kyle does all.
Listen, I found this list and I looked back after I sent it to y'all because I just copied and pasted to send it to y'all.
Don't spoil it. But
No, I'm not spoiling. I can't find the damn thing anymore. I wanted to give credit to everywhere I found it.
And it's Zyra Golf.
Zyre, no, yeah. That's not where I got it from.
Well, I saw it on Zyre. So.
Is that on there too? So maybe maybe somebody saw
it. A lot of content comes from Zyre. But anyway, y'all have a great great start to your week. We'll catch you back on Wednesday. It's the Dad Bod Golf Pod.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new Quick Caribbean Escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.